In the latest sign of changing public and legal attitudes about marijuana, the state Supreme Judicial Court has ruled that police cannot stop motorists solely on a suspicion that the car's occupants are in possession of the drug, even if they smell burnt marijuana coming from the car.
The decision was issued yesterday, and it's based largely on the fact that Massachusetts voters decriminalized marijuana possession in 2008. That means possession of an ounce or less was downgraded from a criminal offense to a civil violation punishable by a fine.
According to the court's majority opinion, allowing such stops would run counter to voters' intentions to refocus police efforts on more serious crimes. But we noticed an interesting quote in the Boston Globe's coverage of this story. It came from State Police spokesman David Procopio. He said this: "This ruling will have no impact on the observation we use to establish probable cause for drugged driving." So cops can't stop you solely on suspicion of having marijuana in your car, even if they smell it, but they will stop you if they think you're impaired by it. This seems confusing, so let's ask Dr. Kevin Hill, he's professor of psychiatry at Harvard Medical School, what he thinks. He's also the author of Marijuana, The Unbiased Truth About the World's Most Popular Weed. We've had him on the show a couple of times, and we're happy to have him back. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me back on the show.
So this ruling clarifies how police, should clarify how police handle traffic stops in the era of decriminalization. Do you think it does?
I think it does. I think it opens the door to answering the question about the difference between possession versus impairment. And I think it puts a finer point on the rationale for a law enforcement stop. As you mentioned earlier, odor alone is not enough for a stop at this point.
But here's my question. I mean, we have an open container law in this country, and presumably in this state. And presumably that open container law is there because if a beer is opened on the driver's lap, presumably he or she is drinking it and becoming impaired. So I'm having a hard time wondering about this decision that a cop is somehow going to have to ignore or not pay attention to a cloud of marijuana coming out of a car.
I think if there's evidence of the driver having marijuana or using marijuana, I think that they're allowed to conduct the same sort of evaluation that they would normally. So I agree with the state police official in saying that I don't think that it's going to change much for them.
Yeah. So what do we actually know about to what extent marijuana smoking impairs a person's ability to drive?
Not enough, I think, unfortunately. And I think that's one of the key issues when we talk about legalizing recreational marijuana. Unfortunately, we don't have the 0.08 blood alcohol equivalent for marijuana. In the states that have legalized recreational marijuana, they're doing the best that they can, mm-hmm. but they're drawing blood. And drawing blood is not a good proxy for measuring impairment. For example, if you draw my blood today, I could have a high blood level having used marijuana a couple of days ago. So it's not a good measure of impairment, whereas a breathalyzer for alcohol is a pretty good determination of impairment.
Yeah. So what standard can the police use? I mean, presumably if they smell marijuana and they see a car driving very slowly or weaving, that would be probable cause.
That's right. That's probable cause. And so they would conduct the same sort of balance or coordination exams that they would if they felt that you were under the influence for alcohol. But at this point, obviously, in Massachusetts, there's no way to measure biochemically for marijuana. And I think that's one of the key issues that really needs to be thought about before we vote on the issue of legalized recreational marijuana next year.
It's really interesting. You know, one of the themes that has come up again and again in our conversations with you is how much we don't know, because we're entering sort of a new frontier here, new territory here, and I'm really amazed to hear that we really don't have a sort of standardized way of testing how much marijuana is in someone's system.
Not effectively. We know that marijuana can impair someone's ability to drive, but like alcohol, an experienced user may not be as impaired if they use marijuana. So I think there needs to be better testing in place. There are companies that are working feverishly to develop a marijuana breathalyzer, but that's not ready now. And I think that that sort of dampens enthusiasm for many for the idea of legalized recreational marijuana in the Commonwealth.
Interesting. Are we being too lenient? I mean, someone listening or reading through that decision yesterday, the Supreme Judicial Court, it makes it sound like it's increasingly difficult for cops to pull someone over who may well be smoking marijuana and driving. Is there a risk, do you think, here? Are we forsaking road safety for the marijuana laws?
I think there is a risk. I think law enforcement officials are in difficult positions. There's no question about it. I do think that this particular law, like I mentioned, puts a finer point on what they need to have in order to make a stop. So I would like to believe that isn't going to change much, but we certainly need to be aware that police officers are in a difficult position every day to try to determine impairment for people under the influence of a variety of substances. And for marijuana, it's especially difficult.
It is. It does seem to be especially difficult. So on that question, does this decision, I mean, I think it's always been difficult for police officers. Does this decision actually clarify? Does it make it more difficult or less difficult for them, do you think?
I don't think it changes much for them, yeah. Honestly. I think that if they feel that the driver is using marijuana and may be impaired, I think they will evaluate that driver. And I'd like to believe that the odor alone wasn't going to be a reason for them to justify a stop.
All right. Well, that seems to be the impact of the decision. Well, Dr. Kevin Hill, he's a professor of psychiatry at Harvard Medical School and the author of Marijuana, The Unbiased Truth About the World's Most Popular Weed. He was talking about a decision yesterday from the Supreme Judicial Court that the smell of marijuana alone does not provide a police officer with probable cause to stop a car. Thank you, Kevin Hill. Always good to have you.
Thanks for having me again.
Well, coming up, it ain't over till it's over. Bill Littlefield joins us to talk about Yogi Berra. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.